Well, Ori, I really liked that last song you played, and I must say, when you told me the title, I thought, well, it's strange, but that means it's I've got to listen to this, you know, and I know that pomegranate. I know I know her or him quite
you know
well,
that
actually. But anyway, tell us a little bit about your album and how you get a hold of it and that kind of thing.
So, you know, we have some hard copies printed, but nobody really walks around with CDs anymore. Everybody wants the MP3s, and you can get the digital download at leavingesmeralda.bandcamp.com. I think we have it on there for like $5. There's 5 songs. If you want to be generous, I think you can actually add some money to that as well.
Okay.
Otherwise, you know, it's dirt cheap, so...
I'd get in touch with you if somebody wants to.
So we have a Gmail, leavingesmeralda@gmail. Okay. We're also on Facebook. You can follow us on Instagram, and we're on SoundCloud.
Okay.
So we're bouncing around the social media, you know.
Good.
Trying to do anyway.
Do you have a next gig lined up that you can promote?
So at the moment, we're going to be playing June 9th at the Open Tuning Festival, which is around the Christie Pitts Park area of Toronto. I don't know what time or what location. It's kind of this big all-day, all-evening festival.
Okay.
It's like 160 acts. It's out on the street.
Okay.
So, you know, come.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's a nice day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah. I just like the sound you got there.
Yeah.
I can imagine
you
had your band behind you and so on. You got some good stuff there.
It's a big sound. Yeah, the guys, they're really talented, you know, so.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So, Sue, back to you.
Well, you know, it's funny when he sang that song, I kind of thought the same thing. Okay, different title for a different song, but I actually got a little emotional while you were singing that because, you know, I feel my life is all about ripening, right?
Yeah.
Ripening and changing
one more day.
Yeah, one more day to be a different than it was yesterday, right? And I'm falter and I fall down and, you know, and God is so merciful with me and, you know, I've always, you know, shared this many, many times. I've always suffered from that low self-esteem and feeling good enough and, you know, when I can ripen in God's love, I'm just so better prepared to go out in the world and be able to have an impact on those around me, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I was thinking of kind of, this kind of correlates to with step 5 and, you know, sharing an inventory, you know, I know for me, you know, you were talking earlier about the Oxford group and about the, what Bill and Bob had written in the big book and, you know, about the step 5 process and, you know, it's really, people come into some kind of 12-step fellowship, whether it be AA or whatever they go. They come there because they're sick and they're suffering and they want freedom. And there's a recipe for that freedom. And that recipe for that freedom is to take a look at yourself and clean house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to walk a free man. Yeah. You know I need freedom in my life. And, you know, the freedom that I get to be empowered is through the step and through the step work that is embodied in this 12 steps. And, you know, when I think about... you know, I think about darkness and I think about sin. We've talked about a lot of different topics here today and evilness or, you know, and even it's funny, your songs, or even though you come from a different background spiritually, I'm going to say to some extent, I can certainly relate to a lot of things that you wrote about. And, you know, when I think about darkness or being captivity in your mind, I think of a log and you're walking along this beautiful, lush forest and it's gorgeous and the sun's beaming down through the trees and you come across this log and you turn the log over. And first thing, as soon as you turn the log on, there's all these grubs and these little bugs and the first thing they want to do is get down in that dirt. They don't want that light hitting them. And, you know, I believe that the step 4 and the 5th process is about turning the log over, letting that dirt and that darkness come out, and being able to walk freely, right? A bug in the sun, right?
Yeah, there's you're a poet yourself.
There's your next song that you gotta write, right? being exposed. I was pulled up from the ground, right?
She rolled the log and lifted the fog.
Rolled the log and lifted the fog, exactly.
Well, listen to this, guys, at the bottom of this Freedom Through Confession writing of this morning. It says... there's no real freedom without confession. And I always put or sharing because I don't like
confession. Sounds so formal, right?
Are we talking? Forgive me, Catholics out there, but the scarred Catholics, you know, like there's.
Well, confession though is, you know, I mean, it's something we're taught scripturally, to do, but the word is, it's just like, It's just like if we talk recovery, we talk even 12-step, we talk mental illness, we lose half the population.
Yeah, yeah.
And the half we lose are the ones that need to hear us the most, you know. But it's sad, but that's the way it works. So anyway, it says, there's no real freedom without confession or sharing, as I say. What a relief it is to finally give up the weight of our lies and excuses. When we do confess, we'll find the internal peace that we lost so long ago. We'll also be one step closer to full recovery or freedom. And the caption at the bottom of this, there's one every day, says, admitting our failures, and I added, or doubts, is an essential step to forgiveness and healing. Doubts is a huge thing, you know, like we don't, you know, because it's doubtful, we don't go there, we kind of leave it. Well, it's not here and it's not there, so let's push it out. But until we deal with those guys, you know, we're never going to pull the stuff out of denial that's really the problem. And I find that fascinating, yet very problematic. Any thoughts on our wisdom or lack of there, Artie? Or?
You know, I don't think I have enough insight to throw in any wisdom.
Yeah.
So it's just nice to listen.
Yeah, but you know what? You throw it in with your music, and that's
that's my outlet, you know. So,
I think what we'll do, we'll really make an exception. We've had a couple of people on. We've probably allowed them two, and we're getting up to about four now. If you want to do one more,
I would be delighted.
Out, you know, we'll close the show after the last song.
And here's a song about possessions. It's called All the Things.
Dollar dropped on, dusty twice used, exercise equipment, eclectic lamps bought, never turned on, residing in a basement. Jurassic Park and both Gremlins, a box of old VHS. Good intentions and best laid plans, a half-finished game of chess. Parts of me the cash can't touch, the naked, pure, bland, paltry stuff.
Very good.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so nice.
Leaving Esmeralda. Check us out.
leaving Esmeralda, and we don't have time, but I'd love to know about Esmeralda sometime.
It was the chapter of a book I was reading when we were looking for a band name. Yeah. So
that's great.
Okay, so it's not a gal of the past?
Or no, not per se.
Yeah, but I don't know. Anyway. You can talk about that some other time. Ori Tracy, thank you very much.
Yeah,
it's my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
And as you say, leaving Esmeralda, and we'll have this on podcast before the probably by the end of the week anyway. So
great, we'll share it.
You can share it around. We'll share it. We share the shows.
Please keep this
place anyway. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah. And I'll. I know there are a couple of people listening right now. Pauline and Peter are big
music fans. Yeah,
fans.
We'll have to drag them. I'm supposed to go. Hey, I keep waiting for them to invite me to go see. They always go see the guy from Blue Roadie. I'm sorry, I don't know his name, but I'm like, hey, what about me?
Yeah.
No, the other guy.
Yeah.
The other guy. But anyway, you know, I'm a big music fan, and I love, you know, just going anything to do with music. And thank you for coming, Ori. You know, I just want to give him a little shout out because,
thanks,
you know, I seen Ori play at another band with another group of musicians, and then I seen him play his own stuff, and I was just actually really blown away at the talent that he has. And you know, I just want you to keep doing what you're doing, because you know, when you're in your element and you're in your zone, you got it, dude. And so it's such an honor to bring some good talent. I bring good talent on, don't I?
Absolutely.
Little props. Yeah, so I'm really glad that you came today. Thank you for being a part of the show with us.
Yeah,
and thanks for having us, Scott.
Thank you, Sue, and
Jason.
Thank you, Ori, and my friend Jay over there, who backs me up every week. And you know, he's on his scooter now, looking after things, and you know, not necessary for me to go get him, which is a pleasure anyway.
Yeah, the weather's got nicer out there.
And he looks after a lot of people around here and makes sure they can get in and out of buildings and all sorts of things like that. So
great work.
Oh, definitely.
Too.
Jay,
always,
you're doing a lot of great work.
Wonderful
he's
stuff.
Got an anti-bullying. What do you call that again?
Stovall Anti-Bullying Alliance.
Yeah.
So check us out on Facebook.
Yeah.
We got a group going there.
Jay's a good man. Got a lot going for him, and you know what? Keep him in your prayers too. We got to get his kidneys working better. And
thank you.
You know, let's look for miracles and they clean this guy up, because I need him around for a long time. So
I will be around for a long time.
I know you will.
Yeah.
I know.
No stopping
you'll be there burying me, but that's besides the point. Okay, folks, we're gonna let you go now, and I have an outro to this program, so I don't have to say another word. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, thanks for having
us.
Thanks
all for listening to Sharing the Burden, live on 102.9 FM here in Stouffville. Please go to sharingtheburden.ca for this and previous broadcasts. Hope you enjoyed the show, and hope you will share it online. Till we meet again, this is Scott saying, have a great day.